Last year, the minimum wage provoked some sharp battles as legislation made its way through the State House and Senate. After a victory for supporters of a raise, few on either side would have thought the issue would be back again so soon, but it is on the agenda, with Governor Daniel Molloy saying he wants to see the wage above $10 by 2017. Business advocates are once again preparing to fight.
When you are increasing the minimum wage, you really are changing the amount of opportunities that may be available for the youth out there.
Bonnie Stewart of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association.
We're already seeing higher youth unemployment in Connecticut than we've seen in a long time. And each time the minimum wage goes up, unfortunately, so does the percentage of unemployed youth.
And the minimum wage is not the only bill that's likely to provoke controversy. The committee will consider legislation that would impose fines on big companies that don't pay their workers what's termed a standard wage, the median for that occupation. Its supporters, including the Working Families Party, say it would keep the state from having to provide subsidies for corporations in the form of Medicaid and other assistance programs when they don't pay a living wage. But Stewart of the CBIA says it's just another way to make Connecticut less business-friendly.
This is a matter that, if this measure was adopted, would make Connecticut so much less competitive than we already are. And that's a big problem.
One bill the business community is keen to see passed, though, an adjustment to workers' comp cases, which attempts to set a standard for hospital fees when employers are footing the bill. In all, the Labour Committee will be looking at 19 different bills. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.